Bob and Pam, stop and think for a moment about something really exciting. Fermentation. That's right, it's a big part of every Wisconsinite's daily life. Fermentation is the process of preserving goods that farmers produce. Cheese, beer, ethanol, all fermented products. Dr. Jim Steele at the University of Wisconsin is all about fermentation. He also seems to be the most popular professor on campus because he teaches students how to craft beer. In fact, through a partnership with the Wisconsin Brewing Company, students have the opportunity to craft new recipes of the fermented beverage that could be produced and sold. Dr. Steele joins us to explain the importance of fermentation in Wisconsin.
Our mission here is really to try to help industry grow, and you see tremendous growth in both the beer and the wine industry. And so our role here at the university is to support that industry in much the same way that we have supported the craft dairy industry as well, especially the craft cheese industry. Beer in particular is a very complex process, and it gives us a chance to really teach a lot of basic scientific principles and also a wide variety of different food processing operations at a high level on a topic that simply draws the students' interest.
How popular are these programs at the university?
Filling a class to produce beer and produce wine isn't terribly difficult, as one can imagine. We do set the prerequisites high, though, to be able to get into the lecture course, which is then, of course, also required for the lab course. The students have to have already completed biochemistry, and so it is very much a biologically driven discipline. And so our students come from food science, they come from microbiology, biochemistry, chemical engineering, horticulture, all fields that have a pretty strong background in biology. We've had students from four different colleges, 15 different departments, and involved in this program in one way or another.
So you're saying that making beer isn't just taking barley and hops and shaking them up and waiting 2 weeks?
It certainly isn't. It's a fun class to teach because I think some of our students initially think that when they come into the course. The group that won the beer competition this year had a chemical engineer and a food scientist, and I'm sure that both of those students came in thinking the process was simpler than it really is. And so to watch them grow through the semester is part of the fun of my position.
Wisconsin has a rich heritage of finding ways to preserve our food, and that producing beer and producing wine is not all that different than making cheese.
Absolutely true. The basic principles of how you to ferment foods to produce products is really the same. And a lot of it comes down to some pretty basic things: cleaning and sanitation, control and consistency. You know, be able to make that same product day after day, year after year is a challenge. It's a major challenge, whether you're making cheese or whether you're making beer or making wine. Consumers in the past, I think, for the craft beer industry, really were quite forgiving if that craft brewer didn't make the same product day after day. That's changed over the last few years. Our expectations of the craft industry is much more professional and much more that if I enjoy a beer today, I expect to be able to go back in 4 and 6 weeks and be able to buy that very same product again. And for the most part, the industry is getting there. We want to help them be able to do that even more consistently.
Why don't we talk about some of the people that have made this happen?
If it wasn't for the industry, we wouldn't be doing this program. We started this program at a time when there was a significant budget crunch here in the state of Wisconsin, and so we've really leaned on the industry to be able to support our program. The Wisconsin Brewing Company has been absolutely essential to the development of the brewing program, as was MillerCoors, and between MillerCoors donating the equipment and Wisconsin Brewing Company working with us to be able to develop products with our students and give them that real life experience. Our students actually develop and compete to sell a beer through the Wisconsin Brewing Company, and the students who win that opportunity, all the students go out, but only one of those recipes is chosen to go big. And we've been fortunate that they've done extremely well in the marketplace. Inaugural Red and Sweet Caroline both sold over 4,000 barrels. And so that's a lot of beer. Wisconsin Brewing Company has been very good to us in terms of donations back to the program that make us possible to continue to be able to do that. And they also employ our students over the summer and really teach them brewing during an internship program. Been extremely good partners for us. On the wine side, we really worked primarily with Wollersheim. Wollersheim is where our students go and they actually learn the winemaking itself. However, really the whole wine industry has participated by donating grapes. We've never bought a grape for the wine that we produce. All that has been donated. And last year was a terrible year for growing grapes in the state of Wisconsin. A late frost and very heavy rains in the fall. And even that being said, we had more than 2 times more grapes donated last year than we had the year before. The industry has stepped up in a major way to be able to support our program. We turn around and we sell those grapes, and that resulted in a $27,000 donation last year. And without that donation, the program doesn't go forward. So that has some real positives for the industry because they get some real, true, real-life experiences as they go through our program.
These individuals are coming out of your program with top-notch education. You can walk right in and help those businesses, right?
That is certainly the intent, and we really believe that. We're extraordinarily proud of our students. Our students have gone out and taken some excellent jobs in this industry, and I think they're going to grow as this industry grows. It's a great place for our students to be. It's a great place to be in terms of an industry. We feel like we are working in the right area for the state of Wisconsin, for the students of Wisconsin, but you know, the taxpayers as well. This is a way to be able to produce high-value products from agricultural products that are produced here in the state.
Is this kind of program unique?
Certainly every college does not have something like this. And what you do see is around the state surrounding us, there's probably more wine program support. It's a area where I think the states surrounding us have seen the opportunity to be able to produce products of high value. If anything, we're perhaps a little bit behind there, but we're certainly catching up very, very quickly. Minnesota has developed many of the wines that are many of the grapes that you see being grown in the state today. We don't want to replicate what they're doing. We want to complement what they're doing. So we don't see ourselves competing with that program. Rather, we see ourselves working on the fermentation side. Minnesota does a great job developing grapes. Let's not do that. Iowa does a pretty good job studying the chemistry of wine. Let's not do that either. Instead, Wisconsin will be looking at the microbiology of producing wines. Sure, we'll teach the whole program, but when we think about on the research side, we want to complement what the other states are doing around us. On the beer side, there really isn't a program in the Midwest like what we're trying to build.
Wisconsin used to be the mecca of hops worldwide.
Absolutely.
And maybe things are coming back. Tell me about it.
So, yeah, we were ground zero. We were where hops were grown in this nation. It had been New York before us, and because of a plant pathogen that kind of wiped out their industry, that industry migrated to Wisconsin. Sadly, the same thing occurred to our industry as well, and we got hit by a mildew that really wiped out that crop, and it ended up going out to Oregon and Washington area, where really it's a high desert where they can use drip irrigation, get around the mildew issues. However, with new cultivars of hops and a real interest in the craft industry for local production, we've seen the hop industry grow dramatically in the state. And we see those hop yards going up, and it's great to be able to drive around rural Wisconsin and be able to see that happening. And if you see a hop field, it's not something you're going to look past and not recognize. So we have vines going up 15 to 18 feet in the air. It doesn't look like corn. It'll stand out on the horizon. There's no question about that. And that's a rapidly growing area, as is grapes. And so we see the agricultural products to really supply the different fermented foods being produced in the state, integral part of the industry. No two ways about it.
It's funny you should mention corn. We distill corn, do we not, to make fuel?
We distill a lot of corn produced in the state to produce fuel. And that is really not terribly different than making whiskey. And so really we're making a mash, we're fermenting that mash, converting the starch into fermentable carbohydrates. We then take those fermentable carbohydrates and we make ethanol. That's very much like making whiskey and a variety of other fermented distilled spirits. And so that's another industry that's just as taking off in the state. In fact, the most rapid growth in the fermentation sciences area on the alcoholic side is distilleries. And certainly Wollersheim was put in a major distillery, and they are converting corn now to distilled spirits that seem to be doing very well in the marketplace here in Wisconsin.
If there's kids out there that are interested in becoming a professional brewer someday and want to take the course and want to come to UW-Madison, where do they find out more information?
Well, you can come to our website, and so the Fermentation Sciences Program, we just recently built our website, so it's fun to be able to say that. So be able to come and get information on the Fermentation Sciences Program. But I'd step back a second, and I always say, you know, you talk to people in wineries and breweries and the cheese industry as well, and you ask students if you're interested, well, you better be interested in working if you're coming into those industries. These are very hands-on industries, and when you start in a brewery or you start in a winery or a cheese operation, you better be willing to clean, because it really comes back to some pretty basic stuff when it comes down to producing high-quality products, and one of those things is cleaning. And so you want to be a brewer. Old brewers always say the first thing they do is grab a broom and hand it to the kid. And if it makes it through a couple of days, well, maybe they'll turn into a brewer someday. But they better understand how to use a broom as well.
That was Dr. Jim Steele at the University of Wisconsin. Fermentation really is important to Wisconsinites and our Wisconsin traditions of consuming delicious beer, cheese, and wines. Dr. Steele said in closing that contrary to popular belief, some of the best, most delicious tasting beverages are simple, sometimes less ingredients, are much better. From the southern end of the world's longest barn here in Madison, I'm Bryant Gill.